This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I was talking to Steven Seagal last night and this morning, and he had some very heartfelt, very, I think, compelling things to say that just at a gut level rang true to me. Plus what we've seen what's been done to the president, now admitted some women offered up $2 million by big Democratic Party donors to say that Trump raped them. The women have recorded this. I know the FBI has it. We first broke that months ago. That's now been in the news. So we know there's a bunch of foul play going on. I don't know personally about this latest thing or what happened, and I want to think this person's a great person. I don't have a dog in that fight. I just know Steven Seagal and his lawyers, a former star prosecutor, what they're saying I followed. It has gone on. The story's very vague. A lot of it's wrong. Now things are being added. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up, so don't hang up. We go to break here in 4 minutes, Steven. Steven Seagal, please repeat to the listeners what you said to me last night and this morning about what you believe is behind this, and you categorically what you said.
Well, I mean, I believe 1,000,000% of it's coming now out now. It's in the news. There is a secret society within our government. This is a full coup d'etat right now. It's just secret. And Congress is interviewing informants right now that are talking about this, and they are completely confirming that the sole purpose of this secret society is to overthrow Trump and destroy anyone who is friends with Trump or supporting Trump, and particularly supporting Putin. And once they do this, their agenda is to be able to overthrow the America that is there now and start a war with Russia. That's what we all are starting to see.
I've never struck a woman. I have yelled at girlfriends. And I'm not a perfect man, but I'm a gentleman in many ways, I would say. We've had private discussions, you and I, if you want to repeat to folks, I mean, obviously none of us are perfect, but are any of these allegations true?
I do not believe that I've met any of these girls except for one who was in a movie with me. I am a gentleman and a humble, gentle man. And I believe I know where all of this is coming from. And, you know, as I've said to you before, you know, I think these are all made-up stories. And, I not only resent it, but this is something that is designed to destroy my life, destroy my income, destroy my marriage, destroy my children and my children's lives. And it is evil what they're doing.
Well, I checked in a lot of folks that have known you for decades, and they say you're a gentle giant, super nice, super kind, super flattering, and that this is just all complete horse manure. Before I just had you on or started talking to you in the last month, I made some phone calls, and they said, Steven Seagal, that guy is like a total gentleman, just absolutely nice and friendly. And I asked, well, why is this happening? And they just said, it's all part of the modern hysteria.
That too. But, you know, like I say, there's a deeper, darker picture here going on. And what's really happening, in my opinion, is not just the witch hunt and the McCarthyism, but it's also, I believe, and I shouldn't be the one to say this, but I will, and I'm sure you'll confirm it, I'm also being persecuted for my political views and my political affiliation.
We know for a fact that's happening to scores of people. We know there's a program, and we know Democrats who've been caught doing the things that they accuse other people of get a free ride. I mean, where's the media on Bill Clinton settling sexual assault cases? We're back in 60 seconds. Murphy's Law, your connection's so clear at night and in the morning, but I think we've got you conference called in, maybe on the same line with your lawyer, so there's a little bit of breakup. I want to be able to recap that, add any other key points, Steven Seagal, and then have a former prosecutor there in Southern California and your lawyer, Anthony Falangetti, finish up some points as well. Exclusively, Steven Seagal responds to the latest allegations on InfoWars. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live into the second hour. Stephen Segal joins us exclusively with his lawyer, Anthony Fallon Getty. And Stephen Segal is responding to the big national news story launched by Megyn Kelly, who I found to be an extremely deceptive yellow journalist, the true mold of fake news in a fake news world. I'm not going to go into all the things she did where she'd take a question, said 15 minutes before, and then put a whole other answer on the end, so I sounded completely insane. But, I mean, I saw videos yesterday that they were putting graphics over on CNN where they were cutting up what the president had said in a statement to make him sound crazy. So all I know is she's a very disingenuous person, and I documented it. I never record people secretly, but I recorded her because it was so ridiculous when I'm obsessed with you, you're so handsome, you're so sexy. I said, hey, let me get to the office. I got the office. I recorded her. You hear the gushing, the lying, the BS. So I find it very fitting. I don't know about this woman, and I'm just here, you know, getting Stephen Segal's statement out here, and he's brought up some really cogent points. So is his lawyer. But I know this: Megyn Kelly attached to this with her show going from, you know, almost 8 million viewers to 6 million to 2 million, losing the Dateline NBC gig, now kicked to this morning program, and she can't even get along with, you know, all the leftists. So I think this is a desperate publicity stunt to jump on the Me Too bandwagon by Megyn Kelly to try to make herself relevant, and I don't think it's going to work. What is your view on that, Mr. Segal?
Well, I mean, I think you're right, but, you know, once again, I hate to say this. I think that when you say yellow journalism, the thing that is very, very heartbreaking is that we have 90 to 95% fake journalism, fake news. 90 to 95% of the news in America now is fake news. So nobody, as I said to you before, nobody knows what's true and what's not. And when you're in a situation like that where you don't know what's true and what's not, how can you weather the storm? How can you walk forward? How can you do anything and know that you're right about what you're doing? How can you make a decision and know that you're right?
If I said that Donald Trump raped me 25 years ago, there are lawyers that would give me millions of dollars, would anyone take that as credible? Because I'm a man, but and we know men do get sexually assaulted, and it's a real issue, and a lot of these women have courage that have gone public. But in so many of these cases, they've turned out to be fake. We have all the leftists caught burning crosses, poop swastikas, attacking their own dorms, the Air Force Academy, and the media runs with those. And almost every one of those has turned out to be fake. You said 40% last time you were on. Some of the law enforcement numbers are 50% of sexual assault reports are false. But again, your phone's very clear now. Would you just, for the record, Mr. Segal, repeat what you said on and off the record about this, not just your case, but the whole firestorm?
Well, I mean, I think I quoted Michelle Milken when she went in and did, you know, extensive research into FBI files and law enforcement files and she got crucified for what she said. But what she basically said is, when people make reports and accusations and file claims, they often lie. Sometimes they lie because they're being paid to lie. Sometimes they lie because they want to assassinate their enemy. Sometimes they lie because they want to become famous. Whatever their reasons are, there are many reasons why they lie. And, of course, there are those people that are, you know, really, really legitimate victims, and those people should be protected and supported in every way. But the people who are lying about claims for all these other reasons are damaging the credibility or the hope of the real victim. You know,
Anthony Falangetti, I want to go back to Mr. Seagal here in a moment, but any other points as a former prosecutor that you'd like to make about this case, this particular one that Megyn Kelly has picked up on?
Well, yeah, I would like to follow up on some of the discussion. In many ways, we are seeing in our criminal justice system today real crisis of credibility. There are serious issues of credibility because people are so easily motivated to be dishonest. And I think culturally, as a society, we have to get back to reinforcing honesty as a fundamental virtue, because when we've steered away from that critical moral demand that we tell the truth, and the more our society steers away from that, the more we start thinking, if I lie about something for some other reason or some other good, whether it's the good of our country or the good of my own benefit, those motives, if we justify lying based on those motives, we will have serious credibility issues, and it jeopardizes a fundamental aspect of our criminal justice system. Our justice system relies on the idea that someone will take the witness stand and look over at the judge and look over at the jury and tell the truth. And it's obviously my job to work through the accusations of a client or the witness's statement to help determine whether or not they're being truthful, or if they're not being truthful, bring that out. And in this one, notice this woman goes on to Megyn Kelly's show. She was not cross-examined. You know, the reason why in our society the right to cross-examine is so fundamental to the American justice system is that justice demands the search engine of truth, cross-examination, to be applied to accusations like this, because accusations like this can destroy people wrongfully and without a fair vetting of the accusations, without a fair vetting of the story. Good men like Steven Seagal get accused of things they didn't do, and the media runs with it. And that's not what American justice is supposed to be about. And on a particular area, this is a perfect example of what I find astonishing and completely absurd about this woman's accusation. This woman claims that when she was 18 years old, she went to an open call to be, an extra in this movie, and because she was young and naive and so innocent, she had to be escorted to that open call by her brother. But then, lo and behold, in the moment that all these accusations allegedly come out of, she travels to Southern California all by herself and goes to a Hollywood rap party, allegedly was what she thought she was doing, all by herself. She drives her by herself. She doesn't go with any friend. She doesn't go with any escort. Suddenly, she goes all by herself. And the juxtaposition of those two claims by her really just explodes on the dishonesty scale. It's obviously contrived. And she wants to have it both ways. And she wants to be innocent, and then she wants to be attending this party at the same time, or thinking that she's attending the party. And it's absurd.
Well, Mr. Falangetti, that's the point I'm getting at here, is I believe Stephen. I've seen the climate. I've seen what goes on. But even if I didn't, which I do, he deserves a place to say something. He came on for an hour and 15 minutes 11 days ago. It got millions of views online. Millions of people heard it here. No media would pick up what he actually said. Since when do you not even get to respond, if you're a celebrity or anybody else, two accusations, and then no one wants to even put in the news what you said? That shows the massive media agenda. Mr. Seagal?
I mean, listen, like I said, she cannot provide a photograph of her and I together. Anthony described, how do you describe the photograph that they put out?
Yeah, the one photograph put out is kind of silly. It reminds me of a movie star walking down Sunset Boulevard and a crowd of fans gathering around him. And one fan taking a selfie of herself, or have somebody take a picture of herself with this movie star 20, 30 feet behind with a bunch of other people. And that's her claim to corroborate her allegations, is this silly photo where that looks like she's just a fan trying to get an image of him in the background.
Well, we know this whole movement in general by the media is to create a witch hunt to bring down the president and the American recovery. We need to put bookends on this, gentlemen. We'll be right back to finish up with Steven Seagal.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you. now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we have got Miley Yiannopoulos riding shotgun with us, best-selling author, researcher, needs no introduction, The Balance of the Transmission. We've got reporters coming on live from Davos, former Davos board member joining us, coming up, Ted Malik as well. So much big news, but finishing up with Anthony Fallon Jetty, the former prosecutor there in Los Angeles and also the lawyer for Steven Seagal. And Steven Seagal, we were going to break as we were making that last point about due process and the people that have been accused of things decades later, not getting quoted even in the press. This is a whole new level. What do you think is behind this?
Well, you know, truly, Alex, in these instances, innocent people, due process is here to protect the innocent citizens of our society. Look at, the public needs to remember that in this age where accusations are all that matter in destroying a human being, they need to stop and think that an innocent man like Steven Seagal, who did not rape this woman, who is innocent, should be entitled to be heard. And if it's a public relations war, which is what they're trying to wage now, 20-something years after the event, he should be entitled to equal time. And the press should have him on, and the press should acknowledge that he has a different version of events, and he is innocent, and they should do their duty to ask tougher questions. They should actually do investigative journalism for once and look for the truth, as opposed to looking for headlines or to sell their paper or to sell their show. And our society needs to remember that in this flood of information, they need to start looking for the truth and asking questions about what they're told and what they hear. This woman is making fictitious accusations. They're total lies. Steven Seagal is an innocent man, and he should be entitled to be heard as such.
Exactly. I mean, I had some media that they wouldn't cover when he was on a few weeks ago, but say, how dare you have him on? I mean, that's like you don't even get a trial in the media now. As you said, that's it. It's a PR campaign. Forget this particular allegation in the equation. The whole thing is one-sided, and you never get to actually hear from the people being accused. It's just, they're guilty. It's over because the Clintons knew they had a problem. They lost the election because they were predators. They're all forgotten now, and it's all Donald Trump, and it's everybody else and any man. Amazing. Steven Seagal, I know this is rough on you, but I appreciate you coming on and letting folks actually hear directly from you. Closing comments, please.
Yeah, I mean, I thank you, Alex, for hearing us out, and I pray for a time where America goes back to the way it used to be, where, the innocent or people were presumed innocent until they're proven guilty, and people's constitutional rights are protected. Nowadays, it seems like there's so many of these people that are extreme leftists that want to get rid of our Constitution. And, I'm just very, very afraid for the future of America, baby. The way things are going. People are talking about McCarthyism, and this is a witch hunt. Several hundred actors have been crucified already. Where is this going? It's really, really heartbreaking to see this happen to America.
Well, I have to say it. I was the first to say it earlier last year, and I said they're going to burn their own even before they did, to make it look legitimate. Everybody knows they're so illegitimate. Hollywood to start claiming stuff about Trump. And then they're going to build this snowball where accusations enough and then try to use it. But then even Al Franken later admitted, I've been told by Democrats this is a thing to build up credibility to get Trump. Well, I may not even resign now. He finally said that because this is bull. They're not resigning. I'm not going to resign. So that's really what this has come down to. And I think it hurts real men and real women and real children that are assaulted. I know privately you've talked about there are real assaults, real people out there that do bad things. You've got daughters. You've got children. You know, you're absolutely against that. And this hurts the people that are really being hurt out there. So, Steven Seagal, thank you so much for the time. Mr. Fallon Jetty, thank you so much. And hopefully the so-called media, the fake news media, will actually quote you at least 0.1%, as much as they quote the people making the accusation. So, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Now, they'll probably try to take what we say and and move the words around and, you know, manipulate the words in this quota.
That's what they did. All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Boy, you walked right in the middle of a hornet's nest.
No, Milo, I was like, what have I walked into? Steven, what's wrong with Paul Stevens? Oh, no, it's not an accident. It's not an accident they picked him. It's not an accident. This is revenge. But from the day that Trump won, they came for the people who put him there. Bill O'Reilly, Tommy Lahren, you, me. From the day that that election in November didn't go as all of the architecture of American public life had geared it up to be, had pointed, that horror show they woke up to, that alternate dimension that the establishment left woke up in that day, well, someone needed to pay. Someone needed to pay for that, and they needed revenge. They wanted blood. And this is, you know, a perfect example. It's not going to stop, by the way.
They admit, I know they've done this to you, we should probably talk about this when we come back, just we're not whining, it's pretty interesting just to know the anatomy of how they're trying to have a coup against anybody that's pro-America, pro-Constitution, classical liberal like yourself or myself. I mean, they have had BuzzFeed, all these other big publications for years, camped out here now for almost 2 years, literally talking to the dog catcher.
Yeah.
Ushers at movie theaters, like trying to get people to make something up.
I have BuzzFeed reporters DMing people who were in pictures with me when I was on a college tour 2 years ago.
Exactly.
2 years ago at 2 a.m., there's a picture of me and a couple of, like, college football players in a bar late at night. And they're like, oh, I bet there's something. There must be something. So they go and they look for these people. And they identify the guys and start DMing them saying, hey, I'm from BuzzFeed. Just wondering if you have any time to talk about Milo. And of course, these guys turn around and send it to me. And they're like, what is this about? I don't know. But they have an army of people just dedicated to digging around. They all have their own beats. There's one guy who's still, on Breitbart, one guy who's on InfoWars, one guy who's on all the rest of it, and they are paid to just tease out stories from weird, you know, half allegations from 2 years ago and attempt to get revenge on the people who did this to them.
In fact, I was telling Seagal about that just this morning. I said, no, they go on Facebook, they go to places where I just shake somebody's hand at an airport, and if it's a woman, they get her, they call, they offer money, and the women are contacting us, and now they don't want me to get into this yet, okay, because there's stuff going on, investigations, you name it, but some of this is criminal, and we've got them, we've caught them, so yeah. I'm going to be taking action very soon.
No, I mean, someone walked up to me in an airport and said, hey, I'm a huge fan, can I get a selfie, and I was like, yeah, sure, and they put the video on and started chanting, like, neo-Nazi slogans to try to get me. You know, and I had to immediately turn around and say, how about you go F yourself, you know, and almost shove the guy away from me. Because, you know, if they just trimmed out the beginning of that video and be like, oh, here's Milo with one of his fans, you know, drop that from some pseudonymous thing. Well, you know, they did get me. They stung me in that bar late night in Texas.
They showed up in Hollywood.
$10,000 BuzzFeed paid for that video.
For people to go in, you're speaking, and guys go, Heil Hitler, and then it's
going to fall. It's like, well, wait, what? By that time, the video is already on someone's phone. They're running out the door and they're getting $10,000 from BuzzFeed. And I'm like, oh my God.
Which is George Soros.
It's just
but here's the good news. It ain't working. You're the real Nazi collaborator, Soros, you old evil demon. We'll be right back with Milo Yiannopoulos talking about his best-selling book they tried to stop from being published. Stay with us.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Milo Yiannopoulos is in studio riding shotgun with us for the next hour and a half, probably more. And then we had Steven Seagal and his former L.A. prosecutor lawyer on. That big exclusive. And we've got all these Trump clips in Davos as he just goes and cheerleads for America and the economy comes roaring back. But we're not complaining as libertarians, as conservatives, as classical liberals. But when we start comparing notes on the harassment and the just the incredible stuff that not just BuzzFeed, but these other fake news combines engage in. Imagine what it's like for the president.
Well, we have to, I think, do 5 or 10 times as much as anyone on the left to get a comparable level of success. And if you think about, you know, I can't use Eventbrite to do events. I can't use Shopify to sell merchandise. I can't hold events in public spaces because leftists will threaten the venue so they get shut down. My YouTube, my Twitter is gone. My YouTube and Facebook and Instagram are all suppressed so people don't see me in there.
And you are the pilot for all the, because you're good-looking, smart, patient libertarian. You were patient zero to be banned.
I'm the trendsetter, patient zero. No, I mean, they're going to come for me on Facebook soon, I'm pretty sure. I mean, you know, it's only a matter of time. If you really think through all of the hurdles that people like us have to jump through for the crime of being pro-First and Second Amendment and quite liking Donald Trump, and that's really the extent of our sins. you know, and liking to crack a joke and not being politically correct. That's the extent of our sins. That really is it. We express opinions and views that millions of ordinary Americans hold. And for that crime, you know, they try to suffocate all your avenues of business. They suffocate your avenues of spreading your message. All the rest. We have to work at least 10 times as hard. These feminists are always saying, oh, I'm a woman. I have to work 20 times as hard to get the same thing as a man. No. But we have conservatives and
Republicans. On the internet, plantation, gulag, it's true. We keep beating their censorship, but it's true. We are now, it's made us much, much more resilient and inventive.
Well, you know, we've realized we've got to build our own empires. You've got your, like, you know, you've got this citadel down here. I'm building my own small version in Miami.
Oh, you're doing great.
You know, we've got this, we've now have realized that we've got to build our own castles where they can't come and get us. But that's not even the worst of it. Whether it's like the hacking into emails, the leaking, I mean, you know, all of the various stuff, you know, oh, your email tranche has shown up on BuzzFeed, your phone records are here, blah, 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 blah. And then you show up at an airport in real life and people are trying to sting you, trying to, you know, run up to you. And, you know, I was telling you, you know, somebody ran up to me and tried to chant Hitler slogans, you know, to try to get that little clip they wanted to say, oh, here's Milo with a fan at an airport, you know, chanting about 1488. No, actually.
And it shows the left knows it's all bull. They've gotten a script. And the average leftist has gotten so weaponized, whether it's dumping coffee and screaming Nazi, or whether it's running up screaming Nazi and standing beside you, they know they're trying to frame us.
No, they do. It's so terrifying, and it's so miserable. But I like it. One, because it makes me, it means I have to be more inventive, and it means that I'm building, you know, like you are, these you know, walled citadels where they can't get us. But it also means we're winning the argument, and that we're winning the argument amidst why Donald Trump is in the White House, because people are looking out, they've got InfoWars, they've got Breitbart, they've got Milo, they've got all the, you know, Daily Caller, whatever it is on this side. On the other side, they've got ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times, Daily Beast, you know, BuzzFeed, and they're saying, I believe those guys. You know, that's what we have done. We have achieved that. We've accomplished that together.
Exactly. They can't take the victory away.
No.
Though they're trying to put us 6 feet under politically and probably even and physically.
And commercially especially.
Yes.
You know, one of their major lines of attack, which never gets covered enough. You occasionally get a story on Breitbart saying a conservative figure X, whether it's Lawrence Southern or me or you or whatever, has been banned from payment system or distribution network Y. And everyone's like, okay, I guess. I mean, yeah, that happens to conservatives. But what you don't realize is the impact, the effect of that. It's like we're all trying to run businesses, and we're trying to run businesses on the internet.
And it's discriminatory.
And they come
from like a gay couple wins hundreds of thousands of dollars because somebody won't bake their cake. And I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. But then we, as libertarians or conservatives, are being banned, like Drudge warned years ago, to this internet ghetto.
Where is my $500,000 from Eventbrite? You know, like live events is my bread and butter, and it's so difficult to do them in the U.S. now. You know, live events, my bread and butter. Where's my $500,000 from Eventbrite for banning me on ideological grounds? From a service that they say is, you know, whatever. Anyway,
two different venues just ignored their contract with Cernovich in New York last week.
Yeah.
And he had to get a third one. I mean, this is the new system.
I was texting him at midnight, putting him in touch with my agent and my manager and my booking guy, saying, like, I don't know if they can help with this late notice, but, you know, dude, my resources are your resources.
You know, you wanted to do some shows with me, and I kind of am in the Citadel mode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I know it'd be a huge event. You know, you're great. You don't really need me. But now I see we probably need to do them. Just to still do it, to exercise it as a right, or we're going to lose it.
No, we should do it. Should
it's like it. Black people saying, I'm sitting at the front of the bus, or I'm going to eat at the lunch counter. The left is
it would have been deranged to say that like 10 years ago, but it isn't anymore. And now, you know, discrimination on the basis of skin color, sexuality, gender, race has basically disappeared in America to be replaced by discrimination on the basis of political viewpoint. We are absolutely, you know, the new Rosa Parks. I'm sorry to say it.
You say that, I did an hour and 38 minutes not plugging one thing, because we have a tendency to do that as well. You haven't plugged Dangerous, your book that they was number one on Amazon and what the top 10 New York Times bestseller list before it even came out in pre-orders, and they banned the book. You had to self-publish. Same thing. They found out I have a book proposal out with Neil Strauss. He says he's never in his whole experience.
They leaked it just now. I saw it a few days ago.
And then the publisher said, sorry. He said he's never seen a book banned before the deal was made.
No, before it's even been pitched in some cases. You know, like there are publishers who hadn't even heard of it yet who are now like, like they learned their lesson from Milo.
So what people need to do is they need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and fund both of us and all order Dangerous and give it to college students, you know, that are really being brainwashed. Read it, donate it to your local library. to reach more people. Get Dangerous, InfoWarsStore.com, wherever you get it, go to Milo's website, because, again, just like Drudge came here 2 years ago and said, look, you better only focus on your own areas, you know, InfoWars and expanding that, because they're coming to take everything away from you, and now they're doing it. People should go get a Milo Show annual or monthly membership to support your broadcast so you can then venture outside the castle. It's people that are originally funding us by the supplement. We've got Bodies, one of the strongest, best turmeric blends out there, whole body support. That just came in 50% off. We have the pollen block from the Japanese quail that they then feed a proprietary special diet. In France, it's been known to massively reduce all the different problems you have from seasonal discomfort, from the pollen and all the garbage that's out there. This stuff is incredible. It's 51% off, $17.76 out of the gate. We need your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I had a caller about 2 weeks ago named Frank. I've been calling him for over a decade. And he was mad. He goes, I'm sick of you talking about, you brag how you're under attack and you know how important you are. And I'm like, dude, I'm not doing that. They're having congressional hearings saying they want me completely banned. The Democrats want me arrested. They're suing me. Literally, Hillary Clinton's law firm. Wait till it comes out. I can't talk about it yet. I said, listen, I'm under attack, Frank. Okay, they banned us off Google Ads. We were bringing $5 million in a year. It cost a lot to run this. They're just chopping off all my tentacles. I keep growing more as fast as I can, and as fast as I cut them off, I'm shooting out tentacles. But if you guys just fund us and buy the product, it's over. And they hack attack the site. I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
No,
tell Frank why we need support. Tell him right there. Frank.
Frank, you're an idiot. Frank, this is not bragging. Oh, this one. Frank, this is not bragging. We don't say, oh, we're under attack for attention or because we like the attention, although, of course, everybody likes a little bit of attention. It's nice.
But now it's about survival.
It is about survival. I mean, look, think about this, right? You're trying to run a business online. You're trying, you know, to save the civilization you love. What gets me up in the morning is I think America is the best country in the history of human civilization, and I really, really, really hate the left, and I want to see them suffer. I want to see them curled into a little ball in the corner of the room with a crowd kicking them to death. And that's what gets me up every morning. But I can't do TV, and I can't do radio, and I can't publish books, and I can't sell anything, and I can't do live events because they systematically strangle you out of existence using every...
We're the heretics.
Exactly, using every resource at their disposal. So it's not bragging, it's a daily reality, and that's why you've got to support things like InfoWars
Sure, and we didn't do it for the last hour and 30-something minutes. We're doing it now. InfoWarsStore.com. Go get a T-shirt, get a book, sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. On any of these things. That makes a lot of them loss leaders, and then that way each month it reships to you. Cancel anytime for free. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Listen, everybody wants somebody to fight? We're fighting, and we love you and we appreciate you. All we're saying is we kicked their ass, but they're doubling down on us to make examples of us. If you make examples of us and fund us, we will be victorious and you win. We'll be back with Milo.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And it's Milo Yiannopoulos with the best-selling book, Dangerous, Milo. But now you're launching your own transmission to get the word out, to not be censored, to then feed into all the other platforms. And if people want to have exclusive access to that, how do they do it?
Well, I'm taking your lead. You're my inspiration in this. If you go to dangerous.com, that's all the journalism that we publish. Dangerous.com/join is where you can join up to watch my new show, which is going out Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. It's going to be going out every day. You can watch it any platform, any device, any format, whatever you want. And it's a couple of bucks a month. It's nothing at all.
Together that moves mountains. And, of course, you were telling me, I mean, you're going all over the world selling out huge crowds of people, and you're finding the venues that are about free speech.
Yeah, we are.
And so we're creating our own economies. This is what they really fear.
We are. You know, and it really, this should be a cause of deep and abiding shame to American citizens. I just came back from Australia in December. I did 12,500 tickets. I think we did 8 shows in 5 cities, 1.5 million gross. It was a hugely successful tour. Numbers like no author has ever seen or heard of. You know, I write books. I'm a journalist for a living. Journalists don't get those kinds of crowds. And in Australia, I sold 12,500 tickets for an 8-day run. And we struggle to do, you know, 1 or 2 shows in America because the venues cancel after threats from leftists. You know, people are scared, all the rest of it. This is a deep and abiding stain on American public life, supposedly the home of the First Amendment.
These are very dangerous authoritarians, and they're also running a very dangerous game of the Streisand effect. Historically, if you try to suppress something that's popular and something that's truthful, you're successful for a while, but like a beach ball underwater, mm-hmm. when it finally explodes, it shoots 20 feet in the air.
I like that metaphor. We're both perfect examples of that. We're both people who have exploded out into mainstream popular culture over the last couple of years. They based it. I just watched the new the X-Files return, and they have this character based on you in X-Files. I mean, that is like you're in their heads. This is mainstream media, like
Penn. Well, they admit they got
you live. They like this. Is it Todd something or other in that show? You're living in their head. And Scully was like, you know, it was a sympathetic character by the end because he was right. You remember also you start off and you think they're kind of caricaturing you in an unflattering way, but by the end of that season you realize he was right about.
Well, that was Chris Carter, who's got a lot of courage. He said, "I like Alex Jones. He's really libertarian, not a racist." That character was positive, and he did do that. All the others. Homeland, I mean, the Stephen Colbert characters, I'm going to talk about myself all day, but I'm not that interesting. You're right. There's like 9 or 10 shows right now where they parody me and have me say horrible stuff and it isn't me, but then their viewers believe, like, somehow that's me on the street, even though they know it's not real.
But here's the thing, you know, they hear that and they think they know what you are. And then all you have to do is get a little slice of yourself in front of them. So what I always say is, watch 5 minutes of me on YouTube, read one column of mine at Breitbart, Dangerous.com, whatever, and suddenly people are like, whoa, you're not what they told me you were. And the person whose reputation ends up being damaged in the long run is theirs, not ours, which is why as much, you know, parody and negative attention and, you know, ridicule they try to throw at us, it only serves us in the end. Because, you know, here's the thing. There's when in the 90s, you know, on sitcoms and TV shows, they would invoke politics. It would normally be at the expense of the character in the show. Now you've got this thin, mean, vindictive politics of Will and Grace, and they're making jokes about Betsy DeVos. None of their viewers know who Betsy DeVos is. It's just unnecessary attempts at jokes at the expense of people who have the wrong politics. Well, the only people who look bad are them.
That's an astute point, because we've won the news wars.
Yeah.
Mainstream media is discredited, but only 20% or so really watch the so-called news regularly. Mm-hmm. Now, the big problem is that they're now targeting with pure propaganda the entertainment shows. But like you said, these are viewers that tuned out of politics. Wrong. They don't even know what it is.
They're getting it wrong. You watch Will and Grace, this revival on whatever it is, NBC or ABC, and I'm watching it. And I liked the show first time around. It wasn't hugely political first time around. It was nice, I guess, as a young gay person to see gay people on TV, I suppose. I mean, I wouldn't care that much. But it was a perfectly nice show the first time around. But now it's come back, and they're making these heavy-handed, everything's about Trump, and Trump in every single episode, and then weird jokes about Betsy DeVos's appearance. And you're thinking to yourself, well, hang on a second, this is not only complete and total 180 on the feminist politics, you're supposed to...
Oh, the
fat shaming,
just like the Young Turks called me a effing fat piece of crap, but the same woman said a month before people that fat shame should be basically arrested, and then...
Jack is hardly the epitome of, you know, of 1950s idyllic athleticism, is he? their own boss. No, but, you know, these vindictive attempts to smear and lie.
Look what they say about the press secretary, Sanders.
Oh, Chelsea Handler is I mean, Chelsea used to be really funny. You know, she was really funny. Like what's the other one? Silverman. Sarah Silverman was really funny before she contracted feminism. You know, they were funny. They were told jokes about blacks, gays, Jews, you name it. And it was really funny, and it was a little bit transgressive, and it was naughty, and you were like, oh, should I be laughing at this? And now... They reserve that kind of transgressive humor just solely for people with the wrong politics, just for Republicans. And
sure,
it's
sure.
Funny. It's
okay. Don't even tell overweight people they might want to lose some weight. That's hateful, the left says. But then all of their comedians, all of their priests, all of their leaders literally scream and yell and call everyone fat. They call the president fat. They call the press secretary fat. Mm. I mean, and they're just fraught. They're such hypocrites. So where is it all going?
I'm becoming an expert, by the way, on fat studies. It's a new academic discipline in some of the very most privileged elite liberal arts colleges in America. They've got these new programs called fat studies where they interrogate the large body and its perception in society. The latest one was something came out in the Journal of Fat Studies, which is a peer-reviewed journal, Fat Studies, and it said that large women, because they don't fit into the furniture in classrooms, feel their bellies spill over the top. They have negative educational outcomes. They don't mention the alternative possibilities, which is if you don't have the self-control to stop eating, you might not have the discipline to do well at school.
And no, also...
Because other people are bigoted and are looking at you mean...
It might kill you. I mean, I'm still a little bit overweight, but I've lost like 60 pounds. I'm a stocky guy, but it was family and friends going, dude, 30 minutes every couple of days on the elliptical isn't enough. Mm. You need to lose some pounds, bro. And thank God they did. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, you look a lot better. And here's the thing. It's not just the left with their hypocrisy. It's corporate media getting in on it as well. Look at JCPenney. JCPenney, which tried to rebrand itself as a quality retailer, at the same time started putting these ham planet pseudo comedians in its ads saying you can be beautiful and healthy at any size. That's a lie. You can't. You will die. You will get polycystic ovary syndrome. You will get diabetes. You will have heart attacks, and you will die sooner. And corporate America...
Sure, so what, somebody 50 pounds overweight, they say, dies 25 years earlier? I mean, it's just crazy.
No, if you actually look at how bad it is for you, when you get into your 50s, 60s, and 70s, if you're like 200 pounds overweight, you're gone. You won't even get to your 70s. You look at the negative health outcomes for people who are who are seriously overweight. It's horrifying. And this new thing that left has come up with fat studies, which says, I've got it, actually, I brought it with because I was hoping this would come up. Let me just read you the first two paragraphs from a book that's called The Fat Studies Reader. And it is a compilation of essays from academics who are attempting to rewrite the narrative around fat people. As fat studies, an invitation to revolution. They say that we're the problem. They say if you believe fat people could and should lose weight, then you're not doing fat studies. You're part of the £58.6 billion per year weight loss industry. And if you believe that being fat is a disease and fat people cannot enjoy good health or live long life, you are part of the medico-pharmaceutical industrial complex that profits from dangerous attempts to cure people of bodily difference.
So these are people preying on folks and bad lifestyles, actually inject some more heroin,
and
smoke some more crack.
You know what,
don't let them tell you. I mean, this is crazy.
But you know what? You know what? Even the Daily Beast noticed a few years ago when these courses started popping up at elite liberal course colleges, they noticed that the people taking fat studies weren't fat. They were rich, skinny liberals. And this is...
Who wanted to go manage the fat people.
Exactly.
The left... See, I used to think the left, the modern left, was dumb. They're not.
No.
They are predators.
No, they are predators. And this is rich, skinny liberal women who want to be able to dictate to the poor, unwashed masses, to regular...
They want to be the priesthood. They go, everybody's getting super obese because all the additives and overeating. And
don't worry, it's fine, because my daddy's uncle who owns Unilever and my mom's whatever who owns Kraft, they'll sell you the food you want, and they'll sell you the medicine.
That's what I noticed. We had Antifa come out and attack us once, and I followed them, and they got in Mercedes and Jaguars, $100,000 ones, and had, like, hot models in the car. And then I learned one of them's dad is the vice president of Time Warner, and another one's is the owner of a bank.
You know,
they know what they're doing.
The number one profession of those Antifa black bloc protesters who come out and smash towns up when I speak on college campuses? Professors. It's the school's own professors who are in there, who come out.
Well, that's because they keep arresting them and finding out they're like leading professors.
No, and look, when you are continuing attempts to try to stage a successful talk at UC Berkeley, right? Every time that protesters come out UC Berkeley and they come out, the black bloc protesters come out, smash the town up, it's mostly graduate students and professors leading the charge.
Well, Milo Yiannopoulos is here with us. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. I know you know about the InfoWar, but when you keep spreading the links and telling folks about it and putting a bumper sticker on your car, it defeats the censors, and they hate it. They can't stand it. That local affiliate you're listening to on AM or FM or TV, tell people about it today at the grocery store, at your work, whatever. It's an InfoWar. We're beginning to win.
I love the idea of just wandering into a grocery store instead of just telling people about Alex Jones.
I think it's a great idea.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort.